classic fight. And the boys chase the girls with the curls in their hair. The Chateau manager sit way over there. And songs that get louder, each one better than before. Hey, singing the songs, thinking this is a life. And you wake up in the morning and your head first twice your size. Where you gonna go, where you gonna go, where you gonna sleep tonight? Hey, singing the songs, thinking this is a life. And you wake up in the morning and your head first twice your size. Where you gonna go, where you gonna go, where you gonna sleep tonight? Where you gonna sleep tonight? So you're heading down the road and your text for 4 a.m. You're waiting outside Jimmy's front door, but nobody's in, nobody's home till 4. So you're sitting there with nothing to do, talking about Robert Rag and his Motley Crew. And where you gonna go? Where you gonna sleep tonight? Hey, singing the song, singing this is a life. And you wake up in the morning and your head first twice your size. Where you gonna go? Where you gonna go? Where you gonna sleep tonight? Hey, singing the song, singing this is a life. And you wake up in the morning and your head first twice your size. Where you gonna go? Where you gonna go? Where you gonna sleep tonight? Where you gonna sleep tonight? This is a life, and you wake up in the morning and your head first twice your size. Where you gonna go? Where you gonna go? Where you gonna sleep tonight? Hey, singing the songs, thinking this is a life, and you wake up in the morning and your head first twice your size. Where you gonna go? Where you gonna go? Where you gonna sleep tonight? Hey, singing the songs, thinking this is a life, and you wake up in the morning and your head first twice your size. Where you gonna go? Where you gonna go? Where you gonna sleep tonight? Hey, you're singing the song, singing this is a life. And you wake up in the morning and your head first twice your size. Where you gonna go? Where you gonna go? Where you gonna sleep tonight? Oh, where you gonna sleep tonight?
Splendid.
Thank you.
Lovely. Live performance of This Is The Life by Amy McDonald. Great stuff, Amy. Of course, that was the first really big hit that it changed your life, didn't it?
Yeah, totally. That song for me was successful all over Europe, and that was just really strange for me. It was one thing being in your own country and people knowing about you, but then when you go to other countries and everyone says, "Ah, Amy," it was a really strange thing. So I'm very, very proud of that song for everything it's achieved for me.
Well, it's a great song, you know, and like all your songs, it speaks to people. It's about real experiences, isn't it? I mean, that's where you write from, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. I just get inspired by watching things around me. So maybe the next album there'll be a song about Orkney.
Ah, right.
just life experiences for me is really inspirational, and that's where I get most of my songs from.
Yeah, and just going back to This Is The Life, it's such a success. I mean, it sold in barrel loads, really, didn't it?
Yeah, it was. I think that album was 3 million, and the single This Is The Life sold 2 million as well, which was really crazy. And it was just a really strange time in my life, but really, really exciting at the same time, and something that I think I'll remember for a very long time.
Of course, you were quite young when it happened. What, 19?
Yeah. My album came out and I was 19, and then I had all this manic stuff going on around me and playing these big festivals in Europe, everyone wanting to hear this song. And it was strange, but I think I grew up very quickly. But I'm very grateful that I had that when I was young, because I think I appreciate it much more as well.
But you kept your feet on the ground all the time, didn't you? You're sensible.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, that can sound a wee bit of a put down, but it's not meant.
No, not at all. I take it as a compliment.
Yeah, because you don't. Your head is not turned by.
No, I still have all the same friends that I had when I was at school, and I still live in Glasgow. So I feel like if I ever started to get any diva tendencies, then knowing Glaswegians, I would be brought down to earth with a bang.
You wouldn't be allowed to get away with it.
Exactly.
So you've been writing quite a lot lately, haven't you?
Yes, I took the whole of last year as a break, really, and to also write my next album. And just being at home, just having a break, was really inspiring to me. So I came up with a load of songs very quickly and quite easily, which I'm very happy about.
Yeah. And you always you stick to a close-knit team to produce the records, don't you?
Yes, all the time. It's actually my manager, Pete, who's also my producer, and we do everything together. We record all the demos in his garage. So it's not very glam, but it's the way that I like to do it.
And you get Bob Clearmountain does your mix downs and...
He does, that's the glam bit about it, but I've never even met him. It's all done over email, and he does it in Los Angeles, and we send it over from the garage in Surrey.
Oh, lovely. It's a cottage industry, really, for you, isn't it? Right. You've got a tour coming up? Are you going to be touring?
I've not got a tour planned. I will be touring my new album, but we've not kind of got any dates set in stone yet, but I've got loads of festivals coming up over the summer, so I'm looking forward to that.
Right. Well, the new album is Life in a Beautiful Light, I think I'm correct in saying, and the first single from it, which you're going to be hearing a lot on radio, I know, is called Slow It Down, and will you sing that for us now?
Yeah, I'll sing that right now.
Amy, thank you. I'm going to dash outside while you're playing. It's not because I don't want to hear it, but okay. I will hear it when I get outside.
No problem.
So here, once again, with Slow It Down this time, Amy McDonald.
Slow it.
Amy MacDonald singing live. Slow It Down. In the studios of BBC Radio Orkney, we're here for 2 days, and we'll be back here in just a moment. The wonderful, in the studio, Amy MacDonald.
So come Mr. Rock and Roll is dancing on his own again, talking on his phone again to someone who tells him that his balance is low. He's got nowhere to go, he's on his own again. Rock chick of the century is acting like she used to be, dancing like there's no one there. Before she ever seemed to care, now she wouldn't dare. It's so rock and roll to be alone. Mrs. Black and White, she's never seen a shade of gray. Always something on her mind every single day, but now she's lost her way. And where does she go from here? Mr. Multicultural, so he can see. And I'll meet one day far away and say, I wish I was something more. And I'll meet one day far away and say, I wish I knew you. I wish I knew you before.
Mr. Rock and Roll, Amy MacDonald. Thanks, Amy.
Thank you.
Lovely to have you here. Thanks for coming
Thank
all the way
you
up
for
here.
Having
Fantastic.
Me.
Amy MacDonald.